Welcome to Some Joyful Noises, a music podcast with no rhyme, no rhythm, and no reason. This show is a proud part of the Anazal Podcast Network. I'm Joshua Knoll. I am the producer of this show. I say producer and not host because this show has no host. It has no schedule, and it has no format. If you would like to lead one of the conversations and create your own episode of Some Joyful Noises, you can do so. Listen to the end of this show to hear more about how you too can help us make some joyful noises.
Hey guys, welcome back to Some Joyful Noises, a music podcast without any rhyme, rhythm, or reason, where I don't even remember to pull up the outline so that I'll know what to say. That's right, that's how little reason goes into this show. This is gonna be crazy. We haven't planned much. We're kind of just hanging out. I'm Joshua Knoll. I'm here with Will Rose. We're not the host because there are no hosts of this show. Anybody can host episodes. If you guys want to, reach out and we'll see about just have put in whatever you record up, because why not? Today, this is part of the Anazal Podcast Network, just a place where when we want to talk about music stuff, and we're doing it on the Anazal Podcast Network, we just do it here, because why not? There's no schedule, so if you want to know when episodes come out, you kind of have to subscribe. and today, it's so experimental. Like, Pastor Will has told me he's not really even sure how he's going to pull stuff up, and I don't even know what I'm going to pull up. So we're going to probably just stop in the middle of this and be looking stuff up. Who knows? Who knows what this will look like? It's mostly just us hanging out, talking about summer songs because it's Memorial Day. And Will and I both really like summer for various reasons.
We do. Yeah. And yeah, we're building this plane while we're flying it. So if your fasten seatbelt sign comes on or you feel some turbulence, is all Joshua's fault and my ignorance because I don't know what I'm doing. So, but I do know, I like music. I do like listening to music and I do like summer and I do like creating playlists. And so, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. We're going to create a summer song playlist. And it might be a mess and it might not be our favorites. Cause again, I've put no thought into this beforehand. Like, I don't know what I'm going to choose. I don't know what's going to be said. And I'm for sure afterwards, I'm going to be like, man, I can't believe I didn't mention Taylor Swift or something, you know, like I can't believe I left this out. It's just how it is. But you know, sometimes that's the best hangout when it's just like, you're listening to music and it's just kind of random and you're like, yo, hey, Will, have you heard of insert here? And you're like, nah, I'm like, yeah, we'll play this then.
Boom.
And that might be more what this is than a actual playlist with a lot of thought into it.
Right. Right. And music recommendations, you know, have you heard this band? Have you heard this? I was listening to this earlier. Have you? And, you know, kind of like our geek stuff on our other podcast, Systematic Geekology, we recommend things that we geek out on. And no matter how in the know we think we are, there's always things we don't know and learn about. Mm-hmm. And that goes with music. And one of the things is parenting for my kids, if I could have just instilled in them a good taste in music, then that's half my job as a parent. And they do. They have great taste in music. And my kids like recommend stuff to me all the time. I say, Dad, I think you'll like this. And it makes me very, very proud. I also have a little app on my phone that when I hear TV shows or movies or in the wild in a coffee shop and I hear a song that just like, I'm like, ooh, I like that. What is that? I'll sound hound it. I'll throw it up. I'll keep my list running. And a lot of my music that I like, I get in the wild or off a TV show because I'm like, I really like where they place that song. And probably most of my playlist today is going to be coming from TV shows that I've been watching over the last couple of months.
Yeah. What's you said Sound Hound or something?
Sound Hound is the app.
What's that?
It is an app that is kind of like Shazam. But it's SoundHound. You just hit it and then you hit the button and it kind of pulls from the, So it's Shazam. But basically, SoundHound is the one I've been using, but I might switch up cause it's not been coming in the clutch for me, coming through in the clutch for me as of late. It's been not knowing what things are. I'm like, surely you know what that is. But complete ignorance.
See, my wife knows music really, really well. So I usually am just like, hey, Tiffany, what's this?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it usually works out. I'm not a music expert. I don't think Will would consider himself a music expert. I like music, probably not as much as Will. Will's more musically inclined than me. But we do understand that music's important. So part of like why we do the show is just like we know not culture, society, culture, or community. Yeah, there it is. Kind of revolve around music. Like it's a big part of forming community and like sharing with one another is stuff we listen to. So that's part of why we do this is like we want to be community centered. So even though we're not music experts, we're going to just talk about like what is meaningful to us and like how we make connections and that kind of stuff. This one's mostly going to be a fun thing. Like I mentioned, for me, I know you kind of mentioned like a lot of your songs are probably going to come from like shows and stuff. I don't know. I feel like half of mine, I'm like, this would be a great soundtrack. Like if we were sitting on a boat, this would be the soundtrack to that moment, you know?
Right.
But I know like a lot of them too, is just like stuff that I like to listen to in the summer. Some stuff that I'm going to share a couple things that maybe I'm a little embarrassed that I like to listen to during the summer, because I don't know, for me summer is like when I let loose. I'm like I don't care. Like for some reason I like the thoughtful stuff and like the good musical like stuff put together during like the fall or winter, and then I'm summer, I'm like I don't care, I'm gonna let loose whatever's like popping on the radio and drinks and whatever, and like we're just having a fun time. And yeah, I'll think more deeply at beer camp in fall.
Yeah, and I think, you know, music is one of those things. You don't have to be, unless you're a musician and you're out there trying to make money off, you don't have to be an expert. It's just like you like what you like. There are certain beats or certain movements or certain moods you're in that you want to go towards. And summer has a mood, and you know, coming off some great TV shows heading into the summer, I have some songs that I definitely want to play. And I'm getting ready to hop on a plane in a couple weeks to Hawaii, and I know I'm going to want a playlist in my earbuds as we're flying to Hawaii, and some of these songs are going to be in there.
Man, this is really random. I'm not going to play it because I don't know what the words mean. And I don't want it to be like I play it. It's like, Josh, that's a terrible song. I know that it's about death in Hawaii. That's all I know. But there's a song I really like to play during summertime. That's like De Muerta in Hawaii. And I'm like, this song's great. Like it just has like nice.
Well, if there's
vibes,
a way to go, if there was a way for me to go, it would definitely be like surfing.
Don't in Hawaii. Not this time when you're in Hawaii, though.
Okay. Not this time.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Prolong it a while for us.
72. I can catch a wave in Hawaii.
172. Let's. No, but yeah, I don't speak Spanish, so I don't know what that song actually says. And since I know death is in the title, I'm like, just a little eerie sharing that. But what I will share, because I'm super excited about this, earlier this year, I did an episode about Yoko Shimomura, because just one of the best music composers, period. And of course, does all of the music for the Kingdom Hearts franchise, as well as some for Final Fantasy, Super Mario RPG, other stuff. But she's known for her work with the Kingdom Hearts franchise. And just recently, like just to like fill my little heart with joy, she's now part of the same group as Steven Spielberg, as Sir Christopher Nolan, as Sir Anthony Hopkins, the greatest of the greats when it comes to film or TV or video games, like the BAFTA. Yeah, yeah. The BAFTA companionship. Is that what is it? No, the BAFTA fellowship. That's what it is. This year, they always pick one or two people every year that are like their life work is a legacy that we have to recognize. And this year they chose Yoko Shimomura to be among those great names, which is great. Cause now it's like, amongst all of the, like, you know, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars fans that are like, oh, we have people in BAFTA. Now us Kingdom Hearts fans have someone too. So there we go. And in honor of that, I'm doing one of those soundtracks. I'm doing a soundtrack.
Ooh.
This is from Kingdom Hearts 2. Lazy Afternoons, composed by Yoko Shimomura, recent member of the BAFTA Fellowship. Super excited about it. Yeah, don't want to play too much so that YouTube doesn't flag us as like stealing from people. But I love the song. I feel like it's good vibe. Sitting on the porch, having some drinks on a nice summer night. That's what I'm thinking. That's nice chill vibe. Yeah, that's like it's a good soundtrack. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll start there with chill vibes since I started with that, and we don't want to get too too much whiplash here. What are some other like relaxing late summer afternoon kind of music that you might include in our summer playlist? Do you have anything that kind of fits the vibe?
As I look at a list here, if you want to pull this up, is Joe Jackson, Breaking Us in Two. You know, I don't know. Again, I like Joe Jackson, his vibe. It's kind of like Yacht Rocky. That phrase and that genre could be controversial. There was a whole big documentary around it that I absolutely loved and pulled some songs off of. But Joe Jackson, Breaking Us in Two. I don't know how. I haven't listened super detailed into the lyrics and whether it's a sad breaking up song or what, but I just like the bass line. I like the 70 vibes and I like that it's kind of yacht rocky. So don't know if you want to pull that up and see what we got.
Playing Miranda Park because I don't know it. Yeah, that's definitely a more chill vibe.
The bass line is really good. The bass line is really good. That's what suckers me in. Most of the time when I listen to things, it's that bass line, it's the rhythm that lures me. And I can hear it in the wild. That's why I use that app. Like I'll hear a good bass line or beat, and I'm like, oh, I need to know what that is. I might have to clean it and put it in my algorithm.
Yeah, I might have to put that in one of my playlists. That was nice. I like chill music a lot of the times.
Cool.
You know, summer during the day, I'm like, yeah, hype. But afternoon, when you're starting to like unwind, you need something in that playlist to kind of like get you to bring it in so you can sleep and not have the jitters all night.
Right.
I got one that's maybe a little weird. I feel like younger people know. I might be pronouncing the name wrong. It's like Kuko or something like that. Okay. It's like a Spanglish artist. I love his vibe. This is just one of his more popular songs, but there's a few of his songs that are just great. So this is Lo Que Siento.
I always feel like I'm flying, baby, you make me feel fine. Lost in the words that you say to me. Y pasando tiempo juntos is the ultimate dream. I'm on top of the world, baby girl, can't you see? I found my perfect girl, I want to make you my queen.
I never pay a ton of attention to the words of that, but like it's always like, I don't know, it's, you could tell that it's more modern, but it's a lot more, I don't know, just chill. I don't know, I feel like for some reason most modern music is all like about the hype, so I like when I find like a good modern nice vibe that's also just chill. And I think nice. I literally only listen to Coco during the summer. I literally don't think I have any other time of the year. It's just summer hits and I'm like, yeah, I need this. This is
nice.
My happy place.
I think I'm not familiar with that artist, so that I wrote that down and I'm going to add it to my list. And that's good travel. That's good sit by the pool, having a drink at in Waikiki. That could happen. That could very well happen.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the other one. It's there's two that he's really known for. It's Lo Que Siento and then Lover Is a Day. Lover Is a Day. I know I have a friend who that's their all time favorite song. Is Lover Is a Day by Coco.
Lover Is the Day.
Lover Is a Day.
Lover Is a Day. All right. Yeah. Cool. Look it up.
I'll probably have both of those in there. I saw that there's a more recent album, so I might put a few from him in there because for me, I'm like, I like the slow vibes every now and then. Usually when I'm driving is when I'm like, I want the bops. I need the energy. So if we're going for the energy, Will, we're going back to the hype now. We're going to give ourselves whiplash going off of Coco and...
Okay. I think I'm ready.
I forgot the name of yours already.
No.
I don't want to edit this. I'm going to write it down.
I'm going to change it up on you. I looked up another one because I thought we were a different kind of vibe. I'll bring the other one in later. This one is, I'm a big fan of the band Elbow. They're a British band. And, you know, think YouTube, Coldplay vibes. Lots of albums. They tour a lot, but rarely in the United States. But they are coming to DC in September. A friend of mine shared with me. So I really went. They just dropped a new song this past week called Sober. Who knows, but I'm going to add it and we're going to, let's see where we go here. Let's see what we, all right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yeah, he's got an incredible. His the band's name is Elbow, and his voice is absolutely incredible. The new song that just dropped is called Sober, he's one of my favorite songs they've always done. It's kind of chill. It's very romantic. It's called Mirror Ball. I think you'll love that one. Is my top favorite songs of all time.
Like that we're both like taking notes.
Yeah, but this is something they just try to describe it, and I love it. Whenever they drop a new song or album, I'm right there grabbing it. But that one, you know, the beginning has some good beats and the bass line, and then you get him singing with some backup singers. It's really good. There's a lyric in there about dunes, D-U-N-E-S, you know, beach on the dunes, and then being by the pool, and then, you know, being sober, but also like losing all your money, and so I'm just going to hang out on the beach. I don't know. It's a good one. It's a good one.
I like it. Man, well, any other like chill stuff before I go back to the bops before we give ourselves that whiplash there?
Man, I don't know.
Or do you have like a good transition? Is there like one that'll help us transition back into the hype mode?
This.
Okay, all right. He's got a thought. I feel the gears turning.
Yeah. All right. So watching that Yacht Rock documentary, not that long ago. I know Thundercat is a huge like Yacht Rock fan and loves Michael McDonald and Kenny Loggins. So he collaborated on a song called Show You the Way. So I'm going to throw this up here and see. All right, here we go. I think you'll like this. Another kind of Yacht Rock.
All right. Yeah. I dig that. That's a real good transition. I was thinking too, there's a lot of good Beach Boy that would be good transition too.
Yeah.
Throwing some Kokomo, you know, because they're not slow, but they're not like hype either, I feel like. You know?
I like.
All right. So we transition into our bop stage. We're in the summer bops.
Oh,
Do I have one that I was like specifically? Oh yeah. I was listening to this one earlier. It's definitely not one of my favorites, but it's one that I was like, I could see this making the cut. I could see it making the cut just because it's definitely a bop. Yeah, so that's Lennon, Stella, and Charlie Puth. I don't know those artists like very well. Like I know who they are, but like it's not like something I actively listen to. I was listening to it earlier though, and I was like, that'll get me in the good summer. Like I could listen to that on the way to the beach. I'm going to the beach this weekend. I could listen to that and be like, oh yeah. Like I could driving, listening to that. I would be envisioning myself at the pool with my drink, going, yeah, okay. It gets me hype. You know, that's what I need.
Nice. Nice.
All right.
Where are we at? Okay. This is an older song, probably from like last summer, but I'm going to pull up Dua Lipa and Dance the Night Away because it's poppy. I love it so much. I want to clap. I want to dance. So that's what we're going to do here, buddy. And hopefully won't get flagged with showing the video and the dancing.
I just come along for the ride. Ooh, my outfit's all tight. You can see my heartbeat tonight. I can take the heat, baby. Best belief, that's the moment
I shine. Cause every romance shakes and it bends, don't give a damn. When the night's here, I don't do tears, baby, no chance.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, it's from the Barbie movie, right?
Yeah,
it's from the Barbie movie. It's there. It was on the radio.
All the Barbie movie songs could make it. All of them. The whole soundtrack.
I really love that song. And whenever it comes on, I turn it up really loud and dance to it. So, yeah, I don't know if people think of Dua Lipa when they think of Will Rose. But if when you hear Dance the Night Away, then, yeah, please think of me because that's it's up there. It's up with me. One of my favorites.
That's a good one. That's like what was the one? It was like Up All Night to Get Lucky. That's a good summer one.
Yeah.
That's a really good summer one.
Yeah.
That one's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I like Pharrell. I like Pharrell. Which is funny
because I think that's probably going to be a theme throughout this. I should like throw the disclaimer out that like a lot of the stuff I listen to with the summer, like I don't agree with the values of some of this music. I just, they're fun, you know?
They're fun. Most pop songs are fun.
Well, and I mean, that's how I feel like a lot of the people that are a lot of like, when it comes to the bops, like just more generically than specific, I'm going to have a lot of Harry Styles there. Harry Styles has to be there. Taylor Swift's going to be in this mix when it comes to like the hype, like good summer feelings. Probably a couple of Ed Sheeran's. So like I'm going real generic. Like some of these like popular artists, they're popular for a reason. They're fun, you know? I'm trying to think of who else. Like what other kind of like, you know, just general stuff. Weirdly enough, the very last album from... what's the band that Harry Styles used to be part of? My brain's blanking right now. One Direction. Is that right? Their last album together. I actually do enjoy it in the summer sometimes. Cause there's one song that's like about, our best conversations are in the AM. Talk about like staying up until past midnight. And I was like, that is a good song.
That's good summer.
It's good vibe.
That's good summer. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like other just like random bop stuff that I enjoy a lot. It's going to be a lot of like Beach Boys, a lot of rap and stuff that we're probably going to address later. So, maybe it's a good time to move on to some of the stuff, unless you had some other just generic bops you wanted to share before we got some other stuff.
I don't.
All right. I mentioned a few. What are for you some of the other like artists that are must haves? Like not necessarily a specific song, but like this artist needs to be included.
Okay. For me, Beck, a big Beck fan. I like his, I like how he can go super funky and weird and rappy and that kind of thing. It was sound effects and kind of DJing up, but then he'll switch it up and get super chill with some strings and violins and deep bass. He his dad's a string composer, so he often incorporates string music into some of his songs and albums. He's due for he's put out a couple poppy albums and just kind of DJ-ish with a lot of bops and clicks and basses, but I'm ready for like a chill, lots of string music and violins in the background. Beck, I'm in the mood for that. Hopefully that'll drop soon. I'm not sure when, but yeah, he's one.
Yeah. Okay. Trying to think of, I have a few others that are absolutes. For me, Macklemore's got to be on there.
Okay.
I can't do this without Macklemore somewhere in the mix. I'd be a traitor to my generation if I didn't say Post Malone. So he's got to be in this mix. Macklemore's got to be in the mix. Obviously, the Beach Boys are going to be in the mix. I'm trying to think of some other. Oh, I know one because I was going to share it in the bops and then I forgot. Because this is a weird one for people who don't know me or don't know the band, because it could fit in a few different places in our outline. Yeah, I'm breaking the third window thing, but whatever. Because like it could be a bop. It could be put in like the country folk section. It could be part of like just like what artist, because I love this artist. And I will say it's divided here for me. I love all of Judah and the Lion. Early Judah and the Lion, great for summer. Later Judah and the Lion makes me think too much. I don't need that in my summer playlist. I can listen to it separately on its own.
Right.
Yeah.
Summer is not necessarily for contemplation unless you're on sabbatical and you got some work to do.
Yeah. Yeah. No. For me, it's like I just finished my first semester for my master's. We've gone through all this change at work and I'm like, I'm going to the beach. I don't want to think about anything. Like I'm struggling about whether I even want to bring a comic to read. Like how much thinking is actually, you know, mm-hmm. like... That being said, I am going to play a part of a Judah and the Lion song because it's Judah and the Lion. This is some of their older work that I love during the summer, especially if I'm with TJ, because TJ used to wanted to be an astronaut. So for some reason, I just always associate this song with our friend TJ. Judah and the Lion, Going to Mars. Here we go. I hate that I just had live reaction to my first time seeing the video, because like I need to see that full video. Like,
no,
like
that's sci-fi. Judah and the Lion. That's Judah and the Lion.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's early Judah and the Lion. That's like that would look like a sci-fi video. Like there might be a whole story to it. So I'm gonna be going back after this and checking out the video for Going to Mars, Judah and the Lion. And now that it's sci-fi, I'm gonna end up associating it with like Will and TJ.
And we have some people out there, some billionaires who want to go to Mars or trying to. So, you know, we'll see.
Well, I also know someone who lives in the same neighborhood as Judah and Lion. So that's wild. They go to beer camp every year. And I'm like, yo, get me in contact. I'm trying so hard. Who's I want to be their friend. I forgot this name. He's part of our Facebook group for some joyful noises, though. So maybe he'll hear this and be like, yo,
it's me. Don't forget my name. Sometimes, listener, sometimes Joshua, don't take it to take it personally.
Yeah, I am very scatterbrained just in general. I'm sure there's a few others that I'm like, this has to be an artist that's included. My brain's blanking at the moment, other than Kanan, but I'm going to bring him up a little bit later, too. Will, is there any other like this artist absolutely needs to be in the mix?
No, I got some other stuff, but I think they fall under your different themes. So for this year, there's not some people that I've gleaned from shows that I'm going to put on this summer's playlist. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Cool. Let's move on then. What about like event based stuff? So like, you know, sometimes you're going to Disney, you're going camping, you're going surfing. So because of the event, you might want a certain song included because you're like, yo, I like there's a song. I don't remember who it is or the exact title, but it's like Camping by the Water. Every time I go camping, because I go camping on an island, that one's included. Zach Brown Band, whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. He has a song that's just islands. That one's always included when I'm going camping on this island. What for you? Is there any like event like I'm going to go surfing? And when I do, I have to hear this before I sit out to sea.
No, not necessarily. Like I do remember not
surfing USA.
No. I do remember like back in the day when I was younger and I surf contests, I'd put on the headphones and try to get hyped to go out there and surf my best. But now, you know, I'm listening to podcasts, I'm talking to family, we're walking to the beach, we're casually, there's nothing really there. But I will say like this summer, I want to finish my book on God as a Surfer. And so
I want you to finish it too.
And I learned about this song on a show. And right now, it is my alarm clock when I wake up. And I this is a classic rock band from back in the day, I think 70s. And I now love this song. So here you go. So I got work to do. And you wouldn't think about that for summer. But, you know, summer, if things are a little bit laid back around on campus and they're a little bit more laid back in our kind of pace of ministry here at Holy Trinity. But there's other things I want to catch up with. I got work to do. I wake up. I got work to do. That work could be hang out with my family. That work could be like I'm going surfing, but I'm going to work and I'm going to get this book done. And Average White Band work to do is in my playlist this summer. And it's also my what I wake up to with that bass line and funky drums and horns. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go to work.
Nice. Man, I mentioned a few of the ones when I go camping on an island. You and I mentioned that on a different episode. If TJ's going and it's going to be camping, that one's also going to get played. Work to Do is a really good song. I want to re-listen to that.
Yeah.
Because there are different things you work on during the summer too, right? Like, I'm probably going to write a little bit more for my Substack during the summer since I won't be doing as much college work, you know? So, like, I feel it. I personally think that Disney World's an awful place to go during the summer. I think spring and fall is when you go to Disney World. Because Florida sucks during the summer. I love Florida. But, you know, you got to be real about some things. July, Central Florida, where you don't get the breeze, the heat just stays there trapped with the humidity, and you're just basically stuck suffocating. Why? With a bunch of other people, because it's super crowded during the summer, too. Disneyland would be okay, though. And if I was going to Disneyland, knowing about they have Marvel and Star Wars and all the fun Disney stuff, and Phineas and Ferb makes more appearances.
Yeah.
Here's one that I think I would play if I was going to Disneyland for a summer trip. And this is also just because Will's here and I can make him listen to this.
Never gonna find a better place to be than this little slice of heaven tucked between the jungle waste and the big dune sea. We can surf through the canyons or train a pack of doodlebags, build a giant hamster habitat for wombats, or fire up our solar-powered sandcastle-making machine.
Here on Tatooine.
Yeah, we're living like kings out here. We got a Tucson summer to hold on here. Cruising Beggars Canyon in our
I think my favorite part of that song, like, not only is like it's just a good summer vibe, but also just like they were like, wait a minute, two suns. It's always summer on Tatooine.
Always summer.
And it's so funny because, yeah, like, the Skywalker's always whining about Tatooine and the sand, and then Phineas and Ferb show up and they're like, yeah, summer.
It's our favorite place.
I love it.
Yeah. And aren't they coming out with another season of Phineas and Ferb? Yeah. We're ready.
So much so that Disney's like, you know how they have their like streams? They have one that's just Phineas and Ferb right now, like, so people can constantly watch Phineas and Ferb live with one another if they want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't want to. I love Phineas and Ferb, but that's a little too much for me as an adult, you know.
Cool.
All right. So moving past the event-based stuff. Let's go.
Wait, can I share one more?
Yeah, please.
Oh, this is an oldies. This is an oldie. Keep going.
Perfect. It'll be a good transition, though. We're going to transition from events to oldies. And by oldies right now, we're specifically in older than the 90s.
Okay.
Because, like, for some reason, 90s, 2000s feel like its own separate era to me.
It is.
Because it's not oldies, but it's definitely not modern.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So this one is like a transition of like a vibe, but also it's a classic. And I did glean this off a TV show. I forgot which one. It might have been Righteous Gemstones. I'm not sure. But here you go. It is Johnny Thunder, I'm Alive. Let's go for it. Nice. Go. You're alive. We're alive. Man. We're all alive. Let's do it. Let's live this summer.
That's a good wake up song too. it started off, I'm like, okay, yeah, nice chill vibe. It's like, I'm alive.
Yeah.
I'm awake. I know that much. I'm alive and I'm awake. Oh man. That's a good one, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Again, like these TV shows, they'll throw something at me. I'm like, I think I know that. I think I may have heard that, but I'm gonna grab it and add it to the list.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Okay. Before 90s, I'm thinking more general at the moment, but I'm like, this is when I think the Beach Boys start getting included, or I think a few of the Beatles songs could be here. It'd be pretty cool. Obviously Jimmy Buffett, there's some Elton John, I think I want in the mix. You got anything specific that you're like, these are just good oldie vibes that we want in here?
Yeah, this one, I definitely heard this from, hold on, let me cue it up here. I heard it from Righteous Gemstones, and at the end of the first episode, it was so moving. of this latest season. It is so good. Let me get through this right here and cue it up. Okay, here we go. Oh, man, this is such a beautiful song. Lee Hazelwood and Susie Jane Hockham for A Day Like Today. Here we go.
There's a dream I've been saving for a day like today. Yellow trees, Indian waters flowing softly on their way. There's a dove in the treetop singing peace on the wind again.
Oh man, I can't. I had a hard time stopping that song. It's so good. Lee Hazelwood has another song called Your Sweet Love, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And I heard this song on at the end of Righteous Gemstones on a very moving kind of episode. You don't think Righteous Gemstone has like very like
I didn't realize that
but it does. But man, that first episode in Civil War era of. Oh, a guy who's a, oh my gosh. And this was at the very end and it moved me. And I'm like, I gotta have that one. So yeah.
I didn't realize they had such a killer soundtrack till we, you started sharing songs. I was like, wait a minute.
They do.
So that a great,
they play some good songs. Yeah.
You know, which one that I like to play, this is like event based and oldies, I guess. But like one I always listen to when I go camping, that's a good oldie for summer time too, I think. Southern Nights, Glenn Campbell.
Nice. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which it's funny because like I listened to that like for a long time. And then once they played that in, I think it was Guardians 2 when they played that one, I was like, they get it. Such a good song. I do want to point out to everybody, Jimmy Buffett, even though I think he just passed away like last year and he's still did some modern stuff for a while, like even with Zac Brown Band, maybe some of his most classic, like the stuff that you most think of, are mostly like late 70s, including Cheeseburger in Paradise, which is going to play a commercial. So we can wait. But man, I love this song. Okay, here we go.
Out speeding sunflower seeds, drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up a race, but it's not I'd have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat.
Everyone already knows that song. Just a sin to not play it.
Well, can I give you my hot take?
It's gonna be my feelings. I think.
It is. Yeah. It is. I'm not a Jimmy Buffett fan at all, and a lot of his songs really get on my nerves. That's hard for me to listen to, and so I understand the lore behind him, his legendary status, and in terms of beach culture, yacht culture, lounging, drinking culture, whatever. Oh, yeah. But I
He's one of my faves.
I know. I'm just, I hate to break your heart, Joshua, but my kids also like give me a hard time about it. And so does Cindy. They're like, oh, he's classic. He's the best. He's so fun. I'm like, I don't like Jimmy Buffett at all. I don't
one
know
One of
why.
My favorite Christmas songs is a Jimmy Buffett song. And this is like deep cut random. Okay. But he has a song that's yo, ho, ho, and a bottle of, yo, ho, 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 and a bottle of rum.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I love that. I was like, yeah, this is great.
Yeah,
that's not my favorite. I don't know.
There's people out there who I just do not like and won't listen to. They're not in my wheelhouse. But then every now and then they'll surprise me with a good one. Another hot take, I'm not a Bruce Springsteen fan. I don't like Bruce. I don't like the boss.
He would be in his playlist too, I feel like.
I know. But he sometimes surprises me with a good one. I know there's some people out there who are diehard fans who are like, I don't even know if I could be friends with you anymore, Will. But I'm like, you know, we all have our bad opinions, like Joshua at times.
I am. You know what I'm saying? I am Joshua with the bad opinions. But I don't know. I love me some Jimmy Buffett. I love Springsteen.
It's fair.
Man, there was something I was just thinking that I was like, man, I can't believe. It's fine. It's fine. We'll move on from you not liking Jimmy Buffett. I was going
to
say.
Time to change the subject.
I can hurt people's feelings too. They're like.
Yeah.
Who is it?
You do like Last Jedi.
Everybody likes. That's the. Who sings WAP? Who is that?
Oh, yeah. I can't pull it off the top of my head right now. Okay. But I know you're talking about.
I can't think of her. Her, and there's only like two or three other artists that are blocked on my Spotify account. It's her. It's that redhead everybody likes these days. What's it? I can't even think of her name. Chaperone. Yeah, she's blocked on there. Charlie XCX. And then there's like one other that I'm like, no, they just. It's because like I listen to a lot of similar music and I do like their radio. And I don't want their songs to pop up when I'm listening to random radio. So if I block them, I don't have to worry about that because their voice just annoys me that much.
Didn't know you could block people on Spotify because you can.
It's great. Okay. Yeah. There's several artists that I'm like, well, several. There's literally four. And it's like, those are three. I don't remember the fourth one is. Actually, it might be. Actually, my ghost might be the fourth one that I've bought. I don't remember. But yeah. Anyway. So, all right. What if we were doing just 90s, 2000? We're moving from the oldies to like whatever we want to call that, those couple decades.
Cool.
What do you got for us there?
All right. We have some Midnight Oil, the Australian band who's been a part of some like surf videos, advocacy about the environment. They're very hardcore about environmentalism. Cindy pulled up this this band and kind of the Spotify algorithms on radio around then we were doing yard work. And I heard this song. I was like, I don't know if I know this one. And I was like, all right, I think this is going in the playlist.
Can help this heart of mine. Your dream world is just about to end.
There you go. I think you would like them a lot. Are you familiar with them?
Yeah, I like that vibe. No, I'm not, but that.
Yeah, they're a 90s band, Australia. Advocacy, as much as you love the environment and you love your trees and you love camping, I think they would, they're prophetic in their voice about defending the environment and taking care of it. So I think they would be right up your alley.
Nice, nice. There's a lot from here, especially because I grew up in the 90s, but I wasn't allowed to listen to anything other than like specifically Christian music or Disney music. So like the last decade I've been like relearning the songs that I should have been listening to as a child, and I'm like, man, I would have loved all of this. Like I just learned about Sugar Ray not that long ago, and Will really made me question my life when he was like, yo, that one song he does, and I was like,
I still feel bad about
crashing it. I had to like Google. I was like, what's the one song he's known for? Like I had no idea which one it could have been.
I think my quote was like, are they just gonna play that one song over and over and over again because that's the only thing? And you're like, wait a minute, I really like him. What did you? I was like, oh, sorry. I'm just.
It's so funny because apparently my wife loved him like as a kid. Like she was like, this is the best ever. And I'm like, because we're in Universal and he just happened to be playing. And she's like, I can't wait. And I'm like, who? And then I listened. And I was like, I love it. Like his energy on stage too was so good. Originally as a bit. So TJ and I have a very long playlist of just songs that, about trains or featuring the band Train. Mm-hmm. And at first it was just a bit, and then we were like, actually this playlist is possibly our favorite playlist ever. Turns out they're just all bangers for some reason. And then I discovered I actually just really like the band Train, so I have a lot of Trains going to be in here. Sugar Ray is going to make it for me in the 90s, of course. Smash Mouth, and not just the Shrek songs, but also the other one that everyone remembers, the Walking on Sunshine. I mean, yeah. It's a great song. It's a lot of fun.
They covered.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else then. There was one that they did that I thought was just theirs. Give me a second. We're just going to look this up.
Yeah, yeah. Can I, while you're looking that up.
Oh, Walking on the Sun. It's not Walking on Sunshine. It's Walking on the Sun.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Keep going. You were going to play something. Go ahead.
No, I this is off of a, I heard this out in the wild too, and it's got some vibes. It's not the 90s though. We're kind of shifting. Should I keep going?
Oh, I got one. So
we are in the 2000s. We're doing
90s, 2000s. Okay, yeah. Good. Because mine's also 2000s. Because Kanan, I still love him. And he used to get a lot of recognition and hasn't got it in a while. So I'm going to play a Kanan after yours.
No, play that. Mine's random. Keep going. Yeah, I think it's later. We're playing cleanup at the end. We're doing miscellaneous. That's what I'll do.
Oh, okay. Well, I love Kanan, not just because like his wisdom and because like when he raps about like hard times, it's like actual hard times, not like some of the what other rappers did. But also he's like the same kind of philosophy as I think. And he's a lot of fun and a cool beach vibe. I'm going to give him beach vibe still. This is one of my favorites in the beginning from Kanan. That's hard for me to stop too. I don't know why I started that song. Now that I think about it, I feel that way about so many of his. It's like the Dusty Foot Philosopher is another one that he has. There's a one of his was played in the Olympics, but they edited it for it. There's like Waving Flag. But like so much of his stuff, I love. One of my favorites, I can't remember the name of the song, but it's like he's going verse by verse about like this wisdom that was passed down from different people throughout history. And he talks about how his mom told him the same thing. And it's just kind of about how loving people is actually just better for you too. Like hate doesn't actually achieve anything. And it's so powerful coming from someone who actually immigrated from another country that was violent and dangerous. And he was like, yeah, actually, violence is stupid. And you're like, man, yeah, I love him. And
yeah. I'm not familiar with him, but I did add him to the list. So I'm like, glad you turned me on to him. So yeah, that definitely will go on the playlist for this summer.
I think you'll enjoy the meaning in some of his stuff too, because it's so good. It's very, it's not Christian, but very Lutheran, I think. In the sense of like how we're all entangled, maybe,
unconditional grace. Yeah. We're all connected.
Yeah.
We don't earn our salvation by any works of our own. That's very Lutheran.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So good. It's good stuff.
Good.
Okay. What's are you going to wait till miscellaneous for the other one?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
All right.
I got two more from miscellaneous, and I'm not a country music and folk fan. I like folk. I like bluegrass, that kind of stuff, but not a big country fan. And I could throw in some rap there if we get to that, but I got two more from miscellaneous, and you just roll with it.
Well, see, 90s, 2000s. I mean, obviously, we'll throw in maybe a Backstreet Boys, maybe. maybe a Britney Spears, possibly. Who knows? Okay. Who knows? Not necessarily the top of my list, but we're talking about 90s, 2000s. You got to at least shout them out, right? Okay. Let's go ahead. And, you said country folk. You can't think of anything specifically for you?
Go for it. Ask that again. Sorry.
Country and folk. You said you can't think of anything.
No, I mean, I do like some folksy, like when we go to the mountains, I do turn to the Bluegrass Station, and there's the public radio up near Asheville, WNCW, plays some good stuff. But I'm not a big like traditional country fan.
I like some traditional country, but weirdly enough, during summer, I don't want the traditional. I like some of the modern country. I don't know. I feel like me, you, TJ, Ryan Doze, if he for some reason showed up, Josh Patterson, and we're in my backyard, and Toby Keith pops up with a red solo cup. Like, I feel like you got to sing along at least a little, right?
Right.
It's hard not to. Some of those, I don't, for me, there's some country songs that I'm like, I just, these are good summer times, you know? Toby Keith is a lot of them. The problem is there's a lot of country artists that are just problematic. So I kind of like tiptoe around who I want to choose or not. Cause like, I don't know, have the time to look into who all was bad people now. I know I'm not supposed to like Morgan Wallace, I think. Post Malone had a country album though. It was good. So we're getting back to Post Malone. Zac Brown Band, definitely making that mix. Primarily because, you know, they also do stuff with Jimmy Buffett, the GOAT that Will loves. But yeah. They have a few other ones that are like there. They have like, it's like Country Beach, and I love it. And I'm gonna play a little bit of this one, this Castaway from Zac Brown Band.
Pour me another one. Make it a strong one. We're gonna have some fun tonight. Castaway and leave
leave the world behind. Take a tropic holiday, say goodbye to keeping time. We're standing away down by the coast.
Yeah, and then they have like toes, they have island.
That's good. No, that's good. That's good summer vibes. I like that. That was good. That was good.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like Zach Bryan has a few that I'm like, this can be both. They bridge the gap really well. Judah and the Lion, obviously, I mentioned them earlier. I'm putting them in here. Combs has a few that I'm like, that's fun. There are some country songs I think are just fun, so they're good for the summer. Folk is a little bit different for me. Most of my folk stuff, I'm like, I like it in the fall because it's like it's contemplative, it's thoughtful. And I already mentioned, I don't want to think during the summer. I just want to have fun. But I will say, I know Mumford & Sons' Delta album, I think it's pretty good during the summer. Julian and the Lions' Pep Talks is really good for summer music. And then what's funny is I'm struggling to remember the name of the album, but one of it's like From the River to the Sea or something. I don't know. But Passenger has one album that actually is good during the summer. Passenger is my all time favorite artist. And I'm going to play one of his songs that I like during the summer. It's a good folk summer song for me.
Get out on the ocean, if you sail out on the sea, if you get up in the mountains, if you go climbing on trees, or through every emotion, when you know that they don't care, darling, that's when I'm with you, oh, I'll go with you anywhere.
Yeah, that's, he doesn't have a lot that I'm like.
What's the name of that song?
Anywhere by Passenger. And there's a couple on that album that I'm like, that actually, that's a good one. Like,
that was a good one. I like that.
It's a lot more happy. I feel like a lot of Passenger songs aren't happy.
Mm-hmm.
But that one was good. Yeah. Yeah. And I can't think of any other country folk that I'm like, has to be in, even though I like it. I like some of the good, fun country songs. Not like the, oh, my dog and my girl died and, you know, I'm sad about my truck. I like the fun country songs during the summer, you know? Red Solo Cup is the fun summer, I guess. What about rap? Do you have any that you're like, we're going to throw some rap in there?
Yeah, all right, I'm going to throw this. I do like 90s rap. I'm a kid of the 80s and 90s, so 80s and 90s rap is really cool. Modern day rap, I don't like all the auto-tune stuff, but there's definitely exceptions to the rule. De La Soul. And we're going to do, here we have official audio of, let me get through this. Roller skating jam named Saturday. And I really like De La Soul a lot. They kind of epitomize late 80s, early 90s rap. And I think you'll like this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Let's take some W-I-N-S. Yo, I got a phone call right now. You want the whole day, touch it, hold it up. Yo, take this, you gotta get money in. W-I-N-S, tell us all, got it.
To his boy, erection brings bad boy joy. Boy thinks of that big fat back, big black back, the big black back. Girl calls boy to stand him up on set.
And with that one, right, you get Q-Tip from Tribe Called Quest teaming up with De La Soul. So two of my favorites, Tribe Called Quest and De La Soul, collaborating on that one.
Man, yeah. There are a few when it comes to rap that I would want to include. I've mentioned Kanan already. I love Eminem, but I think Eminem you listen to on its own. Like, you know, like it's not part of a playlist. Eminem, he's on his own little island over there for me.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar, Peekaboo. I think I'd have that in this because that one's just fun for me. Peekaboo. I don't know, something about how he does it. I think that's just fun. The one that's embarrassing, I love Young Gravy. A majority of my current summer playlist is Young Gravy. And it's embarrassing because like I don't agree with anything of his values. Like he just sleeps around with everybody. Most of his songs are about taking your girl or sleeping with your mom or sleeping with your sister or something, you know, like, but man, he's so much fun. Me and my wife actually went to one of his concerts in Charlotte and I'm like, this guy's just as much fun in person. And you could tell, like, it's very highly produced. There's probably a lot of auto-tune, but like, I'm like, man, It's just fun. And he does a lot of like sampling other older songs in his. So I couldn't find anything of his to actually sample that I'm like, this is okay. Right. Except for some reason, they included him in the Dog Man movie.
What?
And I only heard this today. And this is not like his normal stuff at all, but it shows you kind of like how he's fun and some of the cleverness. So I'm going to play a little bit from Super Good featuring James Brown.
Oh.
So you can kind of hear what Young Gravy's actually all about.
What? Super fly, super fresh. What? Ask your mama, she's impressed.
Super fly, super cold, super mean, super nice, super clean.
Yeah, you know what?
So good.
Yeah, well, always.
So good.
So good. Baby. The key on, hey, in my belly, like I'm Frito-Lay, crispy golden creme brulee, rare, like a T-bone steak. I'm good, I'm good.
I love the rare, fun. Like a T-bone steak, and he's like, ask your mama, I'm good. Like, even in the kid movie, he like suddenly slid the your mama thing in there, and I'm like, man, he's so much fun. I don't know, man.
Yeah, that was good.
Don't listen to anything else from him, or else you'll have to judge me, and I'll have to go to like confession. And we don't even do that, I don't think. But
weird call for you know, you can see it's like some kid watching Dog Man movie and going, "I like that song. Who did that? I'm gonna look for more songs by this guy."
She's like, "Don't stop."
Yikes.
Yeah. There's one of his that's like Gravity, talking about how he's like Gravity because he pulls all those. Insert word I don't say that infers to women.
Ah, gotcha.
And I'm like, okay, well, that's Young Gravy, though. He's fun, but not a good person. Well, maybe he's a good person, but he's very sexually promiscuous. I'll say that. Yeah, there we go. He could still be a good person. But, okay, we did. I think we covered most of the basics. We could probably have some rock stuff in there. There's some stuff that I would probably include, even from Greta Van Fleet. You know, shout out to Broken Bells. Some of the slower rock I like. I mentioned earlier the Beatles, but that's my main stuff. I already put out my main stuff. I can't think of other. I'm sure that I haven't even included my favorites. I'm sure later I'll be like, man, I didn't even tell you my favorite summer song.
Right. There's only so much
time. Because I used to, this will be the last thing I say. I used to, every time I go to Wilmington, I would go during the summer after I left school. I'd visit my friends who still lived there. I would always play Modest Yahoo and Jimmy Needham. Jimmy Needham's a Christian artist who sounds a lot like old big bands. Modest Yahoo, though, is Jewish. A lot of his sounds really good. I would like his One Day to become popular again because he's a Jewish person. And One Day is about not having violence in the world anymore. And right now, I feel like that's a potent message coming from someone who is ethnically Hebrew, you know. There's a lot from him. There's one that's like Sunshine, You Are My Sunshine. I think that's one that absolutely has to be on the playlist, is Sunshine by Modest Yahoo. Some Jewish reggae in here. Why not? All right, Will, what do you got left for us?
All right, so going down the miscellaneous, these are some songs I heard gleaned off of TV shows. This one's Royal Otis called Foam. And if we're going to play in the ocean and play on some waves, then we gotta play with some ocean foam. It's hard to stop that one too. And I got one here. I wonder, I don't know if you know this band. They're kind of got a weird sound. Let's see here. They had a song in Righteous Gemstones, and I thought it was super.
I'm just gonna have to listen to the good Righteous Gemstones soundtrack again.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna try to cue it up. It's a song, you know, going back to it's a song called Grace. And I don't know what they mean, what's going on in the theology behind this. There is no God, there is no king, there's certain things. So let's hear what they got here.
Mm-hmm. Give me grace, make me pure. When they're knocking at my door, make me safe away from harm. Hold me in my brother's arms, make me pure.
That's the vibe. It's got good lyrics. They have some really other songs that just have just a, I don't even know how to like classify them in their genre of like rock or spoken word or rap or, yeah, or punk. It's a cool band. Idols, Grace.
That is cool. Cause I mentioned a few that were like religious that I like, do you have time for me to play two more before we wrap this up?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. All right. I'm playing one. Modest Yahoo, cause I already mentioned him. And, this is the first Modest Yahoo song I ever listened to. My roommate in college is who introduced me to Modest Yahoo. And, I think if you probably already know him maybe, but, if you don't know him, this will make clear why I love him. You'll be like, yeah, that sounds like something Josh would like.
For my soul when it gets thirsty, without you there's no me. Or the end that I preset. Sometimes the world is dark and I just can't see. Wicked demons run all around to bring me down to negativity. But I believe, yes, I believe, I see that I believe. I send them home to feed, but be brought down on one knee. I fight with all my might and give these demons to flee. Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright and I believe. Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright and I believe. Out of darkness comes light, twilight unto the heights. Crown lights, you're burning up all through the twilight. So I thank you to my God, and I finally got it right. Now I fight with all of my heart and all of my soul and all of my might. And what's this feeling? My love will rip a hole in the...
I love the...
That's fun.
This love will rip a hole in the ceiling. Ah, man, it's just, it's so good.
Yeah.
The other one, I'm not sure if it fits summer necessarily. I think it might, but it's just something I heard recently that's, I created a new playlist based on this song for myself that, the name of the playlist is For the Me I Hope to Become. So that tells you a little bit that this nice. Is a Christian song. Mm-hmm. It's John Guerra, Citizens. I don't know if you've heard this one yet or not, but, especially the end of this song, if you ever have time for it, you're like, oh, wait. Anyway, so this is John Guerra, Citizens. Great stuff.
There is a wolf who is ranting. All of the sheep, they're clapping, promising power and protection, claiming the Christ who is killed. Killed by a common consensus. Everyone's screaming Barabbas, trading their God for a hero. Coming to you, cause you promised to leave the flock for the one. I need to know there is justice, that we're all in abundance, and that you're building a city where we arrive as immigrants, and you call us citizens, and you welcome us as children home.
I gotta say, I think it sounds better on Spotify, but
nice. Nice.
Yeah, that was a very raw recording. I feel like that was not
that's good
anywhere near it. That it is what's on Spotify. Yeah, I love it. I think the thing that killed me too was when you get to the part where you're like, for me, I'm listening along like, yeah, I'm confused, yeah, I'm angry, why are Christians doing this in our nation, because he talks about America specifically, but that line in there where he's like, come to you because I'm angry, and then follows it up with coming to you because I'm guilty, and I'm like, oh wait, that's right, I've been complacent. And
Yeah,
so I was like, I might do a whole episode just on that song, because like there's like verse by verse, like how Christian does like with the DC talk songs on this show. I'm like, I can do that with this one, because it's
that's a good one.
Deeply challenging.
I'd do that. Yeah. I'll settle up with you with that.
OK,
one.
Well, hey, maybe that's what's next. Maybe that's what's next on some Joyful Noises. But for now, we hope you guys had fun just hanging out with us. We have other things to do with our lives other than just talk about music. So we do have to go. I'm sure we missed a lot. And I'm sure you guys are going to be dropping in the comments or on our Facebook group like, wait a minute, this song wasn't included. And I'm sure I'm going to be like, man, I can't believe I didn't mention. I don't know what it is right now, or else I'd mention it. So but for now, you know, we're probably gonna talk about that song soon. We're going to be doing a. I think me, Brandon, and Joe Day might be getting together to talk about if we had a Big Four fantasy Christian concert tour, who would our Big Four Christian artists be? Because there's not a lot that I'm like, they're theologically okay and also still sound decent, you know?
Nice.
Yeah. So that's where we are for now, guys. Rate, review, share the show, subscribe, all that good stuff. This again has been a show with no rhyme, rhythm, or reason. We didn't know what we're doing. We don't know if it turned out good or not. Really, honestly, feel like we just kind of like hang out. But that's what I wanted to do. And you guys enjoyed hanging out with me and Will.
And like, yeah, Joshua recommended some songs I did not think of that I'm not going to add to my playlist. That's why if anything was good of this particular podcast, it was Joshua giving me recommendations.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a small list, too. So hopefully some of y'all have a list. And this is how you build community, right? We start listening to each other's songs. And we're like, hey, man, I listened to the song that you recommended. This was great. Or, hey, this is what got me thinking about this. Is this what the song's about? Or what does this mean to you? And you build community with the stuff and also have fun. It's summer. It's meant for having fun. I'm going to go to the beach this weekend. I'm going to have a pina colada and I'm going to listen to, let me pull one up. Dua Lipa Dance the Night Away and think about Will Rowe. Yes, and it's going to be great.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah.
You
yeah.
Think so Dua Lipa, you guys, you think Will Rowe.
I am now. Oh, man. But all that said, guys, we hope you can enjoy with us as we continue to find more music to sing along to and to keep making joyful noises together, perhaps. I don't know. That sounds like a good wrap up.
I think so, too.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Some Joyful Noises, a proud member of the Anazal Podcast Network. Listen to other Anazal podcasts with the link that's down in the description of this episode. If you have ideas for this show or would like to lead one of these episodes and create your own episode of Some Joyful Noises, then you can do so by letting us know through email at anazalministriespodcast@gmail.com or by joining our Facebook group, Some Joyful Noises. Or you can also join our Discord. Links for all of those are in the description of this episode down below. Thank you for listening.